We are so pleased to welcome back on the Day of the Estimate again for another session. We did so in person last time. I was down broadcasting the beginning of the legislative session from Austin, not doing that this time, but Glenn Hager was so gracious to join us then, and he's doing so again today. This is, you know, comptrollers like being a CPA. It's just not the sexiest job in the world. But this is your big day, Glenn. A comptroller, this is the day that all the press and all the politicians pay attention to you. Tell us about the estimate released today.
Yeah, it's good to be with you today, Pratt. As always, enjoy being on the show. Yeah, you're right. This is the Constitution requires me the day before a legislative session to tell the legislature how much money is going to come in the Treasury. And, you know, it's amazing to me that Texas, as we sit here today, is the 10th largest economy in the world, a $1.6 trillion economy. And my job is to look out into 9 months from now, beginning September 1 of this year, and estimate how much money will come into the state Treasury for the next 2 years after 9 months from now. So it's an amazing crystal ball that we have here. But no, actually, a lot of hard work goes in from the revenue estimating division and all the people to try to take all the variables and pieces of this big state, 254 counties, and put this estimate together. And, you know, we'll continue to look at economic data, and if it changes, then we'll give the legislature an update. But in short, the bottom line is the state economy is going to continue to grow. So we forecast that the state economy will grow for the rest of this called fiscal year, which ends in August. That's right. When our budgetary year ends and the new one starts September 1, that we're going to grow at about 2.7%. Then in 2018, which starts September 1 of this year, for the next year will grow about 3% and then tick back up to 3.1%. So we see that Texas is going to once again be in a position to outgrow the U.S. economy. The economy continues to grow. However, money that comes into the state treasury, I mentioned today that what the legislature has to work with, as in what's called discretionary spending, that's not necessarily federal dollars, but what they supposedly have discretion over for state tax dollars, ends up being right at $105 billion, just a little bit short of that. And what they had last legislative session for the two-year budget that we're going to finish in August, that number is a little less than $108 billion. So it's slightly less. And the reason it's slightly less is really three factors, and not necessarily in any particular order, but just to make one, revenues into the state treasury has been impacted for a longer period of time than we would have anticipated, and most economists and analysts would agree with us that the oil impact, downturn in the oil industry and manufacturing has hit the state treasury for a longer period of time. Not quite as deep in the beginning, but for a longer period of time, so fewer revenues. I'll give you, for example, last year when we closed the books in August of last year for what we call fiscal 16, it ended up being $900 million less than it was the year before just in sales tax from the oil industry. So that's one. Also, it's important if you ever drive down roads, whether you're in rural Texas or any other part of Texas, important to have more money into roads. And we're dedicating sales tax revenue starting in September of this year up to $2.5 billion a year from sales tax receipts to transportation. So that money is already pre-dedicated. But as I mentioned today, it's an important criterion if you look at states' credit rating, that it's important that we put money into roads, and the legislature's taken significant steps to put more money into infrastructure funding. And then thirdly, we just don't quite have the same cash carryover balance as what we had 2 years ago. And again, that's in part from a variety of factors, but one of them, again, being that the economy has declined in the last couple of years.
Well, Comptroller
Hager, as robust as it used to be.
Yeah, Comptroller Hager, I mean, let's be honest, in the last roll into this thing, when we last visited on this all-important day, the state was undergoing an oil and gas boom like no other, and they
right.
had a lot. They had a lot more money. Those peaks don't remain constant, even though you and I probably both shook our head at all the people out there who were saying they would. You know, it's all this is the new normal. It's always going to be this way. There were elected officials saying that kind of thing. It's insanity.
It's going to last forever, but it doesn't. You know, the oil and gas industry goes up and it goes down.
Right.
It's no different than what I grew up in agriculture. Commodity prices go up and commodity prices go down. And right. and that's just that's a way of life. And the fact is we are blessed to have oil and gas in this state. And interestingly, I mentioned also that in the last 12 months, Texas, even though we've lost jobs in as I mentioned, in manufacturing and oil and gas industry, in the last couple of years, Texas has still gained another 210,000 jobs in the last 12 months.
And so new jobs. We're still on this 22 or 3 year run of being a net job creator like no other.
And amazingly, during that downturn, 19 of the last 20 months, Texas has actually gained jobs each month, which is very different than the other energy states in the U.S. So those states that have a significant oil and gas industry, those states, the vast majority of them are net negative jobs, and on top of that, their economies have contracted. Now, ours obviously contracted, but we didn't go negative unlike those other states. So the point being is, God bless living in Texas.
Yeah, amen. Now, we're visiting with Comptroller Glenn Hager on Pride on Texas. This is the day that the constitutionally mandated biennial revenue estimate has been released, and the numbers show that the legislature is going to have a few billion dollars fewer to spend to appropriate than they did in the current biennium. And, of course, that's shocking all the people that are big government people and think we ought to always be spending more. And, of course, there's never a shortage of needs. Comptroller, I want to get back to an issue you just brought up, and that part of this is the making of the legislature. For all the grousing, let's remember what they passed and we in a constitutional amendment election, I think, passed, and that's this dedication of funds. Go back to that that movement, that dedication of sales tax revenue into transportation. How much of the difference between the current biennium and the next biennium's revenue estimate is made up of those dedicated funds?
Yeah, great question. The legislature passed a constitutional amendment. We as the voters overwhelmingly passed that constitutional amendment that when I have $28 billion in sales tax collections a year, starting in what we call fiscal 18, which is September 1 of this year is when that year starts. Right. If we hit anything above that for the next $2.5 billion goes to transportation. And so what we estimate is it won't be the quite $2.5 billion in what's called fiscal 18 starting September 1 of this year. It'll roughly end up being $2.2 billion, and then the second year of this two-year budget, the full $2.5. So that ends up being $4.7 billion is being dedicated to roads. But as I mentioned today in my remarks, and I've been talking about this for several months, is that if you look at Texas, because of the growth in the state and population and infrastructure needs, you know, legislature over many, many sessions now has put money into water infrastructure, has put money into road infrastructure. And from a credit rating standpoint, that's extremely important. And those are things that we need to do as a state. However, you know, $4.7 billion at this next biennium just comes at a time when the economy's contracted a little bit here in Texas and we're not growing at the same pace that we've had before. And so you really just kind of have a convergence of things. But I will point this out, and just to, again, to kind of make a point a little different than what I said in my remarks. There may be less money for this new two-year budget. However, the current budget continues to work. We have a cash balance carryover. We have a state savings account, which is called the Economic Stabilization Fund, that has $10.2 billion in it today. Mm-hmm. And what we estimate at the end of the new two-year budget the legislature is about to work with, that fund will have just a little less than $12 billion. So my point being is the fundamentals of Texas overall are still very strong.
Very strong, and
the basis for a state are still very strong into the future.
I was thinking about this over the weekend, and there's a lot of things I could ask you.
You took the weekend off, Pratt.
I was, but that's when I get to think is when I'm actually not doing, and that's why you need thinking time. There's a ton of questions I could ask you, and we just don't have time to bat the ball back and forth over the net. But it would be fun to talk about. One of them you alluded to, and that is this way in the distant projection. For example, in one of the press coverage things, it says your office said the latest forecast assumes oil would trade at $55.11 a barrel in the first year of the biennium and $59.26 for the second year. Well, obviously, the OPEC deal could go to hell. World demand could continue to actually slide. And it could be at $30 a barrel. If somebody could actually predict that those numbers, they would be the wealthiest people on the planet. This has got to be very, very difficult.
Oh, as I said something on an interview earlier today, I said, yeah, you know, everybody expects me to know the price of oil. And the reality is the only ones that know the price of oil is God and then maybe the Saudis. After that, nobody knows.
Yeah, and even the Saudis are a little challenged now with Russia and Iran, you know, being in the market and not going along with them.
I think the last few years has taught the Saudis that they don't actually know the price of oil any better than the rest of us do. That's for sure.
Yeah, they've kind of lost their ability to just control it based on a pronouncement. Let me ask you one other quick thing on this revenue estimate today. You're talking about the growth. There's one other big thing out there, and it's one of those things that in your job doing this technically, you really can't account for. And that is, you know, most people think we'll go into a recession because it normally happens historically when you end an 8-year presidency. But a lot of other people are saying we never really had a real recovery as a nation. We've been very moribund. It's been very, very anemic. And the hope and change in policy could cause the economy to roar nationwide. You have a new administration with a new direction. In that case, these growth figures would probably be well understated.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the reason I always say that, you know, we're constantly looking at the numbers and the data, and if things change, we're going to update policymakers, decision makers, the public, and make sure that you see and you know what we know. And the fact is I've got a lot more hope in the upcoming presidential administration than I have in the last 8 years. I can say that much for sure. And the fact is you know, Texas, we've been blessed to outgrow the U.S. economy, and we feel as though we will continue to outgrow the U.S. economy. However, the fact is this, as you mentioned, a lot of the U.S. economy really has been pretty anemic and it hasn't grown. And so if the rest of the economy can grow, that only really helps Texas grow at a better pace the way we see it.
Very good. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager on the big revenue estimate day. Thanks for taking time with us here on Pratt on Texas, and we'll visit with you soon.
Thanks, Pratt.